Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is Alex from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Of course.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you so much for your answer. The next one is, when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you, and I will read you the options, usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates? Two, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates? And three, vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mix.
Mix. Okay, thank you. The next question is, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, and I will read you the options. One, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue. Two, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas.
It's time for a political leadership in Texas.
Okay, understand. Thank you so much. The next one is, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing in Texas today? I will read it to you and then you can choose one. One, cost of insurance for home and vehicles. Two, property taxes. Three, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Four, abortion rights. Five, violent crime. Six, gun violence. Seven, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Eight, illegal immigration and the border.
Abortion rights.
Abortion rights. Thank you so much. And which is the next most important problem or issue to you? Do you want me to read it to you again?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. One, cost of insurance for home and vehicles. Two, property taxes. Three, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Four, violent crime. Five, gun violence. Six, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Seven, illegal immigration and the border.
Cost of property tax, homes, insurance, and car.
Oh, okay. So, cost of insurance, or
why do you all keep putting illegal immigration? It's not a problem. They are here to help in several ways.
Okay, I understand. This is just the option that were given to me. It's not my opinion or something like that. Don't worry. So you say that cost of insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So the next question is, mark your opinion for each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about some people. If you like it, okay. So if you don't know about them, please let me know. The first person is Angie Chen Bouton.
Say that name again.
Angie Chen Bouton. If you have never heard, you can let me know.
I've never heard of him.
Okay, the next one is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel... Is it the criminal?
Donald Trump. The question is if you feel very favorable towards this person.
I don't need to hear his name. He had his chances. He messed everybody up.
Okay, so you feel very unfavorable towards him, right?
Of course.
Of course. Okay, thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Vibrant, pretty, intelligent, and hardworking.
Okay, very favorable, right?
Yes.
The next one is Colin Albrecht.
Who?
Colin Albrecht.
Colin Albrecht?
Yes.
Who is that?
If you have never heard about that person, you can let me know.
Okay, say your name again. Maybe I'm not getting you right.
Yeah, okay, I will read it to you. Colin Albrecht.
Oh, Colin Albrecht, yeah. So very favorable.
Okay, the next one is Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very, not somewhat.
Okay. The next one is Avery Bishop.
Avery Bishop?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard of him.
Okay. And the next one is Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. We have a couple questions more. Remember that your opinion is very important for us, and thank you so much for giving me your time. So, the next question is, in the 2024 president election, which candidate, like Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Or are you undecided?
I'll vote for Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you. The next one is, in the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Albrecht, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Or are you feeling undecided?
Colin Albrecht. I'll vote for Colin Albrecht. He's our man downtown.
Thank you so much. The next question is, in the election for Texas State representatives from your area, which candidate between Angie Chambuton, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I'm still undecided.
Undecided. Thank you so much. Okay, now here is some follow-up information about both of these State House District candidates. I will read to you some information about Angie Chambuton. Angie Chambuton is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at Utah, Dallas, and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. And now I will read to you some information about Avery Bishop. The Democrat is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local school, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit-created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hard-working parents, a Filipino immigrant mom and father who is a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools, end the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Avery Bishop, the Democrat.
The Democrat. Thank you so much. Now, I will read to you two statements, and you can tell me
I'm at work, and we need to clock out in 2 minutes. So let's round it up.
Oh, okay. Can I offer you a call back in 20 minutes?
I'll be on the road. I'll be on the highway. You can't get me.
Okay, I understand completely. So then you only have 2 minutes, mention it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this will take just a few minutes more. I will read to you two statements, and you can tell me which side.